So today's sickle is about the Gemara in Brachos about Bilam. The Gemara says over there that the Ribono Shel Olam says Bilam says Yodei Hadas Elyon, right? So Gemara says he didn't even know the das of his behema. So what do you mean he knew the das Elyon? So the Gemara says he knew one thing. He knew the moment that Hashem gets angry every day. Yeah, and it's a little teeny tiny moment in the day, and if you curse someone at that very second, then that klal is chal. So Bilam had the plan to curse them at that exact second. Now I'll just throw in something that I heard today from somebody. He said that's the pshat, what it means. Bilam was an ayin ra. The pshat is all day long. Your Rebbeinu Shem is mative, right? All day. What Bilam's got to live? Chat the 1 second when there's a dezav. Okay. So, anyways, he wanted to do that. So, Tosis has the kasha. How the dezav is so short that it's like 1/50,000th of a shah. What could he already chaperine in such a short time to say a klal? So Tosis has two terutim. Tosis is in Brachos and Avodah Zarah. The first terut is Tosis. You could say kalein, wipe them out. So that was the plan. He'll say that one word. So on this, Rabbi Yonasan Ibshitz asks on Tosis' terutz, but it klal can't work if you don't say who it is. How's it going to work? So on this, the Chida writes the terutz. That's not shver, because you have by the Gemara said that when you ask for a fua, right, it says you don't have to say the name, and the Gemara brings Moshe Rabbeinu, Kel no Rafa no La, was no name, right? So the Magen Avraham says from the Maril that if it's in your presence, if the sick person is in the is standing there, so you can just say her. Like Rafan Allah. So the Maril says if the person isn't there, you can't daven Rafan Allah. Then you have to say who it is.
That's what both was
makbid. Oh, Zokta Chida, that's why he was makbid. If you look in the Chumash, he keeps on saying, I'm going to show you them. Vayar Misham Kitseyam. And then it says, Eves Kitseyu Tireh. So he says, the pshat was because of this Tisis. Because he has a chance to say one word. Kalein.
Won't work at home.
Now, you can't do that because of the... The only way is if you're seeing. So therefore, he wanted them to always see. He was standing, but it says in the Chumash he saw them. It says in the Chumash.
By Moshe and Miri.
No.
They just went chutzpah. Oh, well.
But when Rashi Sager Miriam, what's the order?
That's part of the punishment.
And the order of the psukim is.
But when she got to Ras, he was misbah. Yeah, when she got to Ras, he was misbah her. That will never fall in Allah.
Let's make sure how it said it.
Which didn't heal her immediately.
It only worked after 7 days.
She had to go out because she was tummy.
Let's see here.
She was Nisrape, but she every day became tummy with Sarah, so she has to go outside.
Vine Mir with Sarah. Vaisak Moshe Kelner Fonala. Then Hashem said Tisagar. Yes, it works out.
But the Tisagar is because she
Yeah, but when he said it, she wasn't yet, she was still there.
Right.
So after Hashem did it a couple times, exactly. So it's in good order. So it works out. So anyway, so that's the Chidah's teretz. The Chidah's teretz is that since Bilam saw them, you can say kalem and it works. So I want to bring a raya gedoyla to the Chidah that his teretz is right, because the Das Zakenim brings this whole Tosfos down. And he says, I have a kasha. Because the Gemara brings another story after that. The Gemara says, when does Hashem get angry? How can you figure it out? The Gemara has a whole thing with you take a certain rooster, and you see when these little dots, these red dots come on it, And that's the second, that Hashem gets angry. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had a min, a pikuris that used to try to slug him up and give him tzara. So he wanted to curse the min. So he got the chicken, right, the rooster, and he was waiting for the red spots, and then he fell asleep right then. Right then, all of a sudden, he fell asleep, and he missed his chance, right? So he said, oh, Shema Mino Hashem doesn't want me to curse him, and he didn't do it. So the Daz Kanim says, what would he be able to say in such a short time? Tosis says that he could say Kalein, well, what would Rabbi Shimon ben Levi be able to say? That's his kash. So what's bothering the Daz Kanim? Same thing, Achleis, Yomuth. And if you look in the Marasha says the kash with the teretz. The Marasha says, what would he say? Yomuth. So what does the Daz Kanim mean to ask? So it's a clear raya to the chidah that the pshat is what he means is like this: that Bishlama by Bilam he was watching them. So memela you can do kalim, but Rabbi Shimon ben Levi's in his house. He doesn't see the guy. The guy lives in some other house. So memela there's no way he could say it. It's mamish a raya to the chidah that that's the right pshat in it.
The name
would already be not enough time. Okay? And Taka, that's a ha'ora on the Marsha. Because the Marsha, he says that Rabbi Shimon Levi would say Yamas. But Azoi, L'chair, you see, not like that. That you have to see it. Okay, well, I think really... Well, that's the other answer of Taisus. That's the second answer of Taisus, because then you could say a lot of things already. You could say a whole long drasha also. Right. Yeah, that's talked about other answer. But I think that the Marsha, so L'chor the Marsha shver now. But I don't think the Marsha is really shver if you're holding Cheshbin, the Marsha is right. Because the Daz Kanim is coming to slug up Taisus from the story of Yeshua ben Levi. Which means that Tosis himself must hold that it would work by Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. So the Marsha is saying that that Tosis himself must hold you could say Yamas, even if you don't see him. This is all very, you know what I'm saying? In Tosis, the Marsha is right. So the Rabbi Yonasan Abishas' Kasha comes back. How could he say Yamas if he's not there? So the Ben Yoyada says that you have to say that as long as he got the klala word out, then who it is you could say later. That's how he learns. Okay, fine. So that's the first test of Tosis. I'm just doing the whole Tosis. We'll get to the main parts in a minute, but just go in order of the whole thing. So Tosis, after that, has another kasha. He against this parent. He says it's shver because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that from the brachas that Bilam gave, you can figure out what the klalos were supposed to be. So the Gemara goes through. He says ka'arozim. He said ka'arozim. So Bilam was thinking in his head all the bad things about arozim, that when a big wind comes they snap, and that arozim don't have that. I forget all the things the Gemara. Everything he always thought of all the bad things, and then Hashem filled it in with the good things. And Hashem said, no, Ali Moyim. And he wanted to say Kinechalim, like streams. Oh, streams sometimes dry up. So then the Malach said, no, Nitoyim. Every time Bilam was thinking something bad, and then Hashem fixed it up that it was something good. So Tosfos says, you see, Beferish, he wasn't trying to say Kalim. He was trying to say Ke'arozim and Kinechalim and all these things. So you see, it's not true. He wasn't trying to say Kalim. So he wants to slug up the first teretz of Tosfos of this. That slug up is Tzarech Ian Gadol to me. You really need to figure out that slug up. There's no Shaykh. What's going on? Bilam was trying to get the second that Hashem gets angry. And then he'll say Kalim. So what does it say in the Gemara? Hashem leman dal tzidkas Hashem. Hashem did a tzedakah with us. That all the days that Bilam was trying to do that, Hashem never got angry. So at the end, his plan didn't work, right? So of course, so now he wasn't trying to do that. So of course he's saying other things. What's the kasha? Now that anyways Hashem isn't getting angry, he could talk all he wants. He could give him a klal from Netzach HaMatzos Shkia. There is no second when Hashem is getting angry. That's only talking about what Bilam was going to do, but it didn't work. So what's your kasha from, I don't have how to read the Taisis. I don't know. I don't understand the kasha of Taisus. That's my heart. But anyway, Taisus says that kasha, and Memela, he's doich the first pshat, and then the Das Ken, we already said, he was doich the first pshat from the story from Yishuv ben Levi, and Memela, they want to say the new pshat is that you just have to start, like you were saying. As long as you start by the Shah of the Zam, then you can go. You can continue. That was how it worked. So now that's what Taisa says. So already there's two places in Shulchan Aruch where the Svarim want to use this Taisa. One is in Simen Vav. Over there, if the Machzis HaShekel brings down from Shuvas Bis Yaakov, the name of the Arizal, that we know there's a mile of Tfil B'tzibur. So the Arizal said that if you davened B'tzibur, then you daven with the minyan Shemoneh Esrei, then every single thing you daven in the shul until you leave shul is got the madrig of tefillah b'tzibur. Even if you say 20 tefillahs after davening, whatever, they're all tefillah b'tzibur. So the Machzis HaShekel says the makor for that is this taisvis, that you see that once you have the Eis Ratzon, you know, going, then you can keep on going. And he says, Kabbal Chaimer, if it works for me to raw, for sure it works for me to tell
you. I think you said, as long as one person is still davening Shemoneh Esrei, and you come in, and you daven, it's still considered Tefillah B'Tzibur.
Really? Somewhat of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Some drink of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Something. Raisha holds.
Something, but not...
He even says, you're talking about that if, let's say, you have seven people really davening, right, and three are just for Mashlim the minion.
Or
starting later also.
When the
yeah, that's for sure. He says that Ramosha said that's not. Yeah, Ramosha said that for sure he said. Okay, so that's one place. Okay, but now comes the unbelievable Chiddush. It says in the Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Yod, in the name of the Knesset HaGedolah, that what are you supposed to do if it's very late for Mincha and you don't have enough time for a whole Mincha before Shkia? So Daven Havinein, or the same thing for Shacharis. Let's say it's the last minute before the end of Shachar. Zokar HaShulchan, why don't you just start before the Zman and keep on going after the Zman? So he says, because you can't. Because you can't. You have to finish before the Zman. Right? Zokar HaShulchan will finish. Daiti nire. I think you just start on time and you're okay. K'moy shekosu tzayis brachas davzayin. Okay? Just like Tzayis said in brachas and davzayin, that as long as Bilam got in the first second, so you can do the same. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. So now, first let's just explain the Aruch HaShulchan for a second. So is he also saying that, let's say, you need to blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah? So also, as long as you get one blow in before Shkia, then you can keep on blowing out of Rosh Hashanah? Or let's say, Kriya Shema. He's also saying, as long as you get in the word Shema before the whistle, then you're okay? Ne'ilah is the best, the most causing. But how about Shema or Lula? I mean, anything. Lula only takes a second. It's hard to... Or Achmeis, Matzah. So you're supposed to eat a Shir Matzah, Leil Pesach. Okay, you eat one bite. Chas v'shal. Of course not. It's not good. So why does he think davening is up to Andrish? So I think... Oh, like, right. It's davening. The pshat is like this. I would say the makor for it is the Gemara in the beginning of Tfilas Shachar. The Gemara over there says, if you miss mincha, are you allowed to do tashlumin? Right? So Taisa says a shayla. Let's say you missed musaf. Also there's a shayla you can do tashlumin? So Taisa says, no, baranisht. Why? Over is manoi. Bottle karbonai. If you missed the carbon musaf, you can't, it's bottle karbonai. You can't bring a carbon, can you do a carbon musaf the next day? Of course not. But Zok Taisa is davening, it says, Halavai sheyispal orom kolayoyim. So really, you should daven kolayoyim. So Zoktay says the whole thing of davening is rachmininu, to ask for rachmin. So Azoy, the Gemara thinks, why can't she do it later too? Why can't she make it up later too? Beir hadvar. What's Taisis saying here? Pshat is like, halavai, you could daven 24/7. Just daven and daven and daven, that would be the best thing. Always davening to Hashem for rachmin. That would be the best. But we can't. So we daven all the time anyway. Every morning, every afternoon, every night. Like the Gemara brings the pasuk, right? Erev, voiker, v'tzarayin, osicha, v'ema, right? I daven around the clock. That's the kilu. So the pshat is, it's not pshat. The Gemara thing, it's not pshat that you can only daven between noon and shkia, because that's mincha, and you could only daven shacharis between morning. It's not pshat. The pshat is you should keep on davening around the clock. So memela, they made like three. They split it into three, and you keep on davening tummy, tummy, tummy. So memela, the Gemara is saying it's not pshat that really after shkia you missed the right zman. The zman is tummy. It's always time to daven. It's just, you should do three a day. So the Gemara is saying, okay, so if you missed your slot, so daven twice now, why not? Right? And then Lamaisi, you know, the Gemara says, you could make a tashlum. So Memela, the Aruch HaShulchan, it has a point. He's saying, it's not pshat that, like, it only fits in from Chatzos till Shkia, that Mincha only fits in over there. The pshat, mincha, really, the whole Indian is kol hazman is man to daven. So, oy bezoy, the pshat is they want you to daven all the time. So you should daven every morning, like it should be all the slots are full. So maybe it's good enough if you start then, because you see that starting is like the anchor, you know. So you started. So the davening itself is not a thing that's time limited. That really all times of day and night are all good for davening. It's just that they want you to have, like, it should be connected to all the zmanim, so it should be, like, around the clock. So maybe it's enough if you start it. Masha Enkei.
Sort of means you had a chiyuv to daven during the mincha slot, and you didn't daven, and now you're having a kapara or whatever for missing it.
From Tashlumin, I didn't bring a raya from Tashlumin. From the Gemara, I don't have any raya. It's exactly what you said. I'm trying to bring a raya from Taisus. That Taisus is saying, if it would be a thing that has a set zman, then we would say over zman and bottle zman. If it would be a thing that like can only fit in a certain time, then you lost it. You lost it. But Taisus says, it's not really, davening is not a thing that really is limited to any certain time. Like he says, you see, halavai kol hayoyim hayim ispal. Really, you should just daven straight through your life in a row.
He also says that talking about
that should be more halavai. Okay. But still, Taisus, you see, Taisus using here to show me that you don't say avar zmano. You see from Taisus that Taisus is pointing out.
Taisus says that it doesn't mean you should be davening all day. It means that all parts of the day are where the tashlum.
I don't remember the Taisus you're talking about, but how about this Taisus here that I'm bringing you? Taisus is trying to show me here that Mincha or Ma'ariv or Shacharis is a thing that is not over Zman or Batal Korbanah. That's what he's trying to bring out. And that's why there's Shayach idea of Tashlum into it. And let me just say a little more of the Gemara just to show you a little more. The Gemara says, no, how could it be that there's tashlumin? it says that Shacharis is only in the morning. And if you're allowed to do Tashlumin, then really Shacharis is all day long. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. So you see from the Gemara how the Gemara is looking at this Tashlumin. Why doesn't the Gemara say, what are you talking about? Shacharis is in the morning, and this is not Shacharis. This is Tashlumin. No, the Gemara is looking at it like the Pshat is, that b'di'evid, you can still do Shacharis later. So the Gemara answers, you won't get full schar. The full schar you only get in the morning. So, okay, you see this idea that we're not so, it's not like a thing that can't be in another time. So therefore the Aruch HaShulchan is thinking that you could even stop. Okay, that's what he thinks. Lamaisa, Mishnah Brewer writes all over the place, no. In Shacharis, he writes in the name of the Magen Avraham, you have to be all done by the Zman Shacharis. And by Mincha, he writes that again, you have to be all done by Shkia. Right, Lamaisa, I'll say over what he says, Lamaisa, he writes, you're really supposed to be all done by Shkia Mamish. Bishas HaBchak Gadol, he writes, you're allowed to be Simon up to 13 and a half minutes. He really writes Rav HaShah. He writes Rav HaShah, Bishas HaBchak Gadol, because we're allowed to be Simon that really Shkia starts later. There's Rabbi Yosef, he says Shkia starts 13 and a half minutes later, so you're allowed to be Simon on that. Later than that, you can't have him in Chayot.
That's been my Shalshul's also.
Yeah. So that's what he says. So he paskins not like the Aruch HaShulchan. But what this is the main thing that I want to talk about today. This is the Lom D'Sheini that I want to talk about. In Shulis from Rav Avadia Yosef, in Yabia Omer, he brings a Shaila it's in the Tshuvas Hagoinim, and it's also printed in the Eshkol. The person is asking Rav Hai Goin, the Shaila. Rav Hai Goin. The shul, the people came to shul Friday afternoon, and it's only a few minutes till Shkia. So what should we do about Mincha? So the person writing the Shaila says there were three answers that came up in the shul. Some people said we should do Havi Neinu. Some people in the shul said just do Shema Kaleinu. Just do till Hakel HaKadosh, Shema Kaleinu, and Ritzei to them. And then the third people in the shul said, just start Shemoneh Esrei, and when you think the sun went down, start Shemoneh Esrei right in the middle, right there. Whenever you think, those were the three things the people, which one's right? That was the question to Rav Hai Goin. So Rav Hai Goin said, all of you are wrong. You're allowed to daven mincha after Shkia. You're allowed to daven mincha until Shema time, meaning until Tzeis HaKachavim. You're allowed to daven mincha right through Shkia until Tzeis HaKachavim. So you're all wrong.
As long as you
get done by Tzeis HaKachavim.
As long as you start.
No, he didn't say that. Then he said, there's a big machlokes about this. If you're allowed to daven during, I'm going to get to that. During Mincha Rosh, and he held you could. The Shaktari has a whole thing about Shkia, right, about the other way. We'll get to that also. Okay, so he said, you're okay. He says, and if you still don't have enough time, I guess he means let's say it's already after Shkia, and you, says, then Havineinu is the right answer. When you really don't have enough time, then you do Havineinu, but during Shkia you can doubt. Then he writes, and this is the punchline of all. But this whole issue is because you told me that it happened on a Friday. And Memela, Friday nights, we don't daven weekday Shemoneh Esrei. So then, I answered you like I answered you. But if this would happen on a weekday, it's fine. If you start on time, you could go right through the night davening mincha. Okay? That's what the Rav Hai Goin says. Afilu balayla. I read it inside. I saw it. It's what I was interesting. So, what's that? Rav Hai Goin, all the Goinim, as far as I know, all go with not the all the Shitas HaGoinim, unless Rav Hai is special. I don't know. All hold against Rav Hai. The regular Goinim, all the Goinim go like. He says the fair. Shafil Balayim. Right. Right. Whatever it is. Right. So you hear that? So that's what he says. So Rav Avadya turns the whole world around. And he says, obviously nobody saw this tshuva. But once you have a goyin that says something, nobody's going to argue with a goyin. And then he brings out 20 smart that says, ain't cholkim al goyin, ain't cholkim al goyin from all over. And memela, the din is like the Aruch HaShulchan. The din, you see, it's Mepheish and Rav HaGoyin, that you just need to start on time, and then you can keep on going.
One word, two words? Rov?
No, it doesn't say anything about Rov. The Aruch HaShulchan for sure said that's what he wanted to do.
What's the concept of Hechel Shemon Esrei? And then even in Hechel Shemon Esrei, the place can bring down that if it's really late, you should do the Hechel Shemon Esrei with the Chaz until it's Kel HaKadosh and continue. Just start before and continue.
Oh, so very good. So he, you're basically Mechavin, he says, I have one kasha on myself, because it says Beferish in Shulchan Aruch, that if it's very late, then don't do a whole Chazor HaShat, just do Hecha Kedusha.
That's Mishnah
Berurah. Well, if it's in the Shulchan Aruch, it's for sure, yeah. So he says, what's the problem? If the din is that you could just start on time, so if you could get in the Hechel Kedusha, you could already go right there.
No, I mean, he's a shot. Let's start before the time.
Okay, so...
Maybe they have the Kedusha right away. Otherwise, shot will start after he's finished running after. It's just going to have to be too late for the shot to start.
No, I don't think that was how it says. Let me see if I wrote down the words. I think it's mashma b'feirish that the shot, it's the shot... Yeah, look, here's the lashon of Shulchan Aruch. Im hashod dechuka, yeah. If the shod dechuka is palu belachash, the achar kach yoimar shat mogin avrom mechayim meitim v'yan kedusha umefayim akel hakadosh. So he's doing it. It says befeirish after.
He does the opposite of us.
He does opposite of opposite order of how we do it. He said, you heard that? Right. So now, so why shouldn't he? If it's true that you can keep on going. So then, just keep on going already. Right? That's his kasha on himself. So he says, we'll have to say Chazor HaShat Shaini. But why? I don't know. He doesn't say why. I think it's a good kasha on himself. Why should Chazor HaShat be Shaini? So he says he found another sefer also says Chazor HaShat Shaini. And that sefer said, why? Because Chazor HaShat isn't such an important thing nowadays. Because the main thing of Chazor HaShat is to make the people who don't know. And so what? I don't see why that should answer. But if you could start before, so Lamai should start before. Still doesn't really answer. So I want to say my own pshat in Rav HaGoyin. And then I have a pshat why Shulchan Aruch argues on it. Okay. It's based on this. And he's making... Yeah.
Rav HaGoyin said, what did he say about the night?
Rav HaGoyin said that even if you go into the night...
No.
If you go into the night, it's okay. So he's assuming that Rav HaGoyin is based on like this Aruch HaShulchan kind of thing. That's a pshat as we go by when you start. I have different...
Not Friday night.
Excuse me?
But not Friday
night. Not Friday night, right. Well, the svara that it is, because you're not allowed to do weekday davening on Friday night. Yeah, but I guess there's a pshat because it says in the Gemara we don't want you saying bakashas on Shabbos.
It's still Shabbos.
So
it can't be Doche Shabbos.
Even if it's like out there, right? That you shouldn't be saying a weekday Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos. Like that seems to be the point. Oh, so now I have maybe a little bit of a chiddush. I want to say my own pshat Rav HaGoyin. I want to say Lo Oilam Rav HaGoyin is maskim to Mishnah Berurah that let's say for example Shacharis. You have to be all done. Not like the Aruch HaShulchan. It's a special mincha svar. What's the svar? So the svar is like this. The first thing is that we saw, Rav HaGoyin said, you're allowed to daven during Ben HaShemashas. He said, right, they were wrong. It's fine. You could daven during the whole Ben HaShemashas, up to Tzitzak Rechavim, till it's time for Shema. It's fine. You could daven. So the kasha is, how could you? The Mishnah Berurah says you can't because Spanish Moshes means it might be Laila, so it might be a Bracha L'Batala. So how could you do that? How could you daven during... That's why he says you shouldn't. That's why the Mishnah Berurah writes you shouldn't. So there's, I believe it's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav wants to answer. Sveika the Rabbanim Lekula. But the kasha is, you can't just say that. What do you mean? Because we don't, you can't do that by a bracha. It's the other way around. Savik bracha slaka, you're not allowed to make a bracha. If you don't know, right, you can't make a bracha. Oh, so some Sfarim say, yeah, but it's a Beferish HaDin in Taisvis, which is brought in Shulchan Aruch, that once it comes, Banish Mushes, you can do Sfira with a bracha. So you see somehow that you could. So the same thing, what's the difference Sfira from Mincha? Okay, the only thing is, you're just making a kasha with a kasha. You're not really giving a teretz, right? You're answering a kasha with another kasha. So that's also shver. Right? That's also shver. So how could you do sfira during ben hashemashes? What's takip shot over there? Which the Sfasemis really is very bothered. And he wants to make a big doichik, but it's not in mash. He says, maybe Tais is meant without a bracha. It's not mashma like that. And in Shulchan Aruch for sure. So if you remember from 3 years ago, Parshas Vayetze, I'll say over the same pshat that I said then, I think it's the right pshat. The pshat is like this survey, it's a little bit of Oymik Svara, but I think it's the Svara. The Svara is like this. Taisus already says, start off, Taisus is the one that says the main thing. Taisus is like this. If you're saying a bracha for a purpose, it's not levatala, even if you're wrong. Taisus gives example by derisus. Right, derisus is benching derisus. You need to bench over. The din is if a person doesn't know whether he benched, right, he benches over. It might be a bracha levatala. Taisus says it's not called levatala. If you have to do it, it's not levatala. So the pshat like this: if a person doesn't know if he's had a maitzi or whatever it is, so the din is lohaka. You don't have to, right? So the person, I want to be from, I want to do it. You can't do it because you may have said it. And then it's a bracha levatala because there's no need. Since it's the Rabbanon, since you don't have to, so you don't have any teretz. You don't have any teretz. I had to say it. You did not have to say it. It's lekula. Oh, I want to say it. Very good, but if you're wrong, it's for nothing. So now all that is true in a case where you may or may not be obligated. Like, I may have said I might see. I may have not said I might see. So it could be I am obligated, could I am not. So it could be that this bracha is doing nothing. So then you're not allowed. But Sfira, you have to say Sfira every night. There is 100% sure thing that I must say Sfira tonight. And the din is, saying Sfira ben hashmashes is good enough, because Sveika d'Rabbanan l'kuda, since Sfira b'zman hazeh is d'Rabbanan, you can do it, you can yoytze zayin ben hashmashes. So you are definitely accomplishing something here. You're taking off a chiyuv which would be there. When you have a vadai accomplishment, then you're not a bracha levatala, even if you're wrong. Even if it turns out that it was not night, it was day, it's not levatala, because this thing got me putter from my mitzvah. That's the rule. In other words, the rule is when you know that you're chayiv, and the din is that you're going to be yotzei that chiyuv misafik, it's not called levatala. It's only when you might not be chayiv. Okay, that's the pshat. So based on that, I gave a whole bunch of examples then when we were in Vayetze, but just for what we're talking about, it's very good why the Mishnah Brura will not use that by Mincha. Because if you're talking about that he's holding in Ben Hashmashes, he doesn't have a Varechi of Mincha left. It may have been night. It might be night already. So you might be doing nothing. You might not be doing any, getting rid of any chiv, because maybe your chiv is gone because it's already night. So over there, avad it is osir. The only time you're allowed to use that thing of sphere is when you know you're vadechayim. I'll give you an example where the Mishnah Brewer uses it that way. the Mishnah Berurah says like this. If, let's say, a person davened mincha Friday after plak, he missed it. He davened mincha after plak. So the Mishnah Berurah says, then you can't daven Maariv anymore, because it will be tied to the Sasha. You have to wait till night. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you have to wait mamish for night, or how about Beinu Shemashas? Beinu Shemashas is good enough. He says, you might be a Sasri. So he says, look at Taisus by Sviyasa Aymer. He writes, look at the Taisus by Sviyasa Aymer, where you're allowed to already say Sviyasa Aymer Beinu Shemashas. That's very geshmak. That's the same kind of thing. Because over here, I'm talking about doing Maariv Beinu Shemashas. So I'm Vadai Chayiv Maariv. So there, you're allowed to use the Taisus. But you're only allowed to use the Taisus when you're Vadei Chayiv, and this, what I'm doing now, is going to get a Ptur on a Vadei Chayiv. But you can't do it the other way around. So Oy Vezoy, it's still, Rav Haigoyen needs a beer. Why would he allow me to daven Mincha Bein HaShemashas? L'Chayra, it's a Safik Bracha L'Vatala. So what's the answer? So there's already an answer given by a few of the big pais in the Minchas Koyin. You know, there's a sefer called Minchas Koyin from one of the early Achrayim. All on, he has three sections to the sefer. One is all Zmanim. One section is Taruvis. And I don't remember what the third section. So he goes through all these things. So he answers, and the Pnei Yeshua also, that the answer is, it's Takonis Chachamim, that you're allowed to do Mincha till Seis. Why? Because Mincha is not only for the Dam, it's also for the Hektar, for the Haktara of the Chalovim and the Evorim, which can be done at night too. So Memela, they let you go Mamish Bevados until Seis. And with this, they also answer the Kasha of Rabbeinu Yoin. Rabbeinu Yonah paskins mamish the opposite way. Rabbeinu Yonah says, once the sun goes down, it's vadai no mincha. It's not pshar sofik mincha, it's vadai no mincha. Why? Because by karbonis, the din is, that we have a drusha, that once the sun goes down, the dam is puffle. So since this is supposed to be like the tamid, the carbon tamid, so just like the dam is puffle by shkia mitam vadai, so to mincha is puffle mitam vadai. So the Pnei Yeshua and the Minchas Kain say, what do we answer back? Why do we daven after Shkia? So we answer back because we say it's not just for the dav, it's also for the Ivar.
Does that mean until
Of course, for the dam, the carbon tummy that says Bein Harbayin. So this, well, you according to those Rishonim that say like Rabbein Yoina, you have to shecht it before sundown, because even the dam has to be nizrak before shkia. Once it's shkia,
what's my general vibe? I thought this is the Arab of
okay, well, according to them, for sure, you see, it's going to have to be between shkia. It's going to have to be. It will have to be before shkia, according to them. So they answer back that we go by the Eivor. Oh. So then that would be good for Rabbeinu Rav Haigoyen. That would be okay. So it's lichatchila mamish to do it even Beinu Shemashas. Okay, so the Shmoyne Esrei has to only be connected to the Matir? I mean, they're saying this is connected to the whole thing, including the... you want to get like the same... I hear. Okay, I mean, I don't know how the Chazal going to make it connected exactly. Okay, they're saying, can I get the whole carbon, even the part which isn't the Zrika?
But the mice is the Hector Cholam, it's called reliable.
Oh, so now the cash on them is, but now the other way is Shver. If they're right, that the reason why you can go till Tzay is because you include the Eivorim, so why can't you daven all night? Because you can do Eivorim already till all night too, so why only till Tzay? What's the shot in that? So on that I want to say over at Teretz, like this. It says in the Lecha Mishnah. The Lecha Mishnah has a kasha. If you look in the Rambam says you should try to daven mincha before plag. And you could also daven after plag. So the Mefarshim aside, the Lecha Mishnah says, what's the Rambam trying to say? because it's actually a machlekes. As we know, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is minchas till plag. The Rabbanan say minchas all the way till shkia. So it's, there's an Indian to try to chaperai to do even like Rabbi Yehuda and get mincha before plag. But levaise, if you don't, it's okay. You can even go like the Rabbanan and daven mincha after plag. But if you look in the Rambam of Karbanis, Tmidu Masafin, the Rambam says you should bring the carbon tamid till shkia. So Frank the Lecha Mishnah, I would expect him to write the same lashon. Let him write, you should bring the carbon talmid before plag, but you can also bring it after plag. Zok the Lecha Mishnah, the answer is that even Rabbi Yehuda used to bring the carbon talmid after plag. So Memela, there's no, by the carbon, there was no two shittes. Everybody was together on the carbon. Everybody used to bring the carbon talmid in Toshki. So over there, but when it came to the Tfilas Mincha and Ma'ariv over there, that's where you have a split up. The Rabbi Yehuda stopped Mincha by plug and the Rabbanan went by. So the Beis HaLevi says, why? I mean, if everyone did the Tamid in Toshkiya, then why didn't everyone do Mincha Toshkiya? So the Beis HaLevi, the Teretz is like this, because the Yesod is that Rabbi Yehuda said that you can daven Ma'ariv from plug. Rabbi Yehuda had this sheet that Ma'ariv, plag is already considered like Karv Lalaila, you can daven Ma'ariv. And the klal is that when there's a new takana of it, the next tefillah, that is mafkia, the other tefillah. Meaning, in other words, mitzad mincha. Mincha has no problem. Mincha should be until shkia. Because the carbon tamid is till shkia. It's something else. It pushes it out. It's because since Ma'ariv came in, there's never such a thing that it's the Zman of two tefillahs. The fact that it's the Zman of Ma'ariv takes it out of Mincha. That's his teretz. That's how the Pshat and the Rama. So I want to say the same answer for this kasha that I asked on those who say you could have in Mincha till Tesa Kuchav. Why? Dr. Pnei Yeshua, Minchas Kohen, because you're allowed to include the Eivor. So the kasha is, so do it all night. All night you can do the Eivor. The answer is you could. It's the same exact answer. I'm just using the exact same answer. Mitzad mincha could go all night. The problem is, it's Ma'ariv now. Once it's Ma'ariv, it's not mincha. Just like what he said. The same thing happened according to Rabbi Yehuda. The same exact thing happened. Really, mincha should be going for another hour and 15 minutes. Until the end of the Tamid Shabbin Arbaim, which is by Shkia. But we cut it short because once it's Ma'ariv, it's Nisht Mincha. The same thing, we hold that Ma'ariv starts at Pesach Kochavim. Ma'ariv kicks out Mincha. Okay? So this is the thing I'm coming out with, that there's like this. If you go with the Shitas that say that you could do Mincha right through Shkia, all the way up to Tzei, and you say the pshat is that the reason is because of the Evorim, then the problem of Tzeis is because it's Ma'ariv. So, and that's what Rav Chaim Goyen said, that you could daven Mincha right through. Oh, so now I want to say a little of a chiddush. I want to say it like this. That let's say a person started Mincha before Tzeis and he's going into Tzeis. So this Shmoina Esrei of this man over here, could it be a Ma'ariv? It wouldn't be able to be a Ma'ariv because half of it is too early. So then Rav Chaim Goyen says it's fine because there's nothing wrong with Mincha being all night long. Really, Mincha could be all night long. What it is that if it's able to be Ma'ariv, that ruins it that it's not Mincha. So Rav Chaim Goyen was Mechadish that if this Mincha, if this Shmoneh Esrei can't be Ma'ariv, then it's already okay. You just have to make sure it can't be Ma'ariv. That's all. Then it's fine. So maybe that could be the Svar of Rav Chaim Goyen. It's not a general Svar. You can always start before and keep on going. That's not what Rav Chaim Goyen meant to say. He meant to say, for Mincha Ma'ariv, it's okay. Because as long as you start Mincha on time, so it can't be Ma'ariv. If it can't be Ma'ariv, so then why not? And it's Lishitase, because he says that you can daven Mincha right through the whole Bein HaShemashim. Okay, that's why I wanted to do my Pia upshot for Rabbi Haiga.
So what can that like in point of view that could start with the
end? Right. According to what I'm saying, it should come out, the same thing should be by Rabbi Huda. That if, according to this chat in Rabbi Huda, if you start a mincha before plag, it should be okay. I hear, so that's a good limud zchus that I'm saying on them. That it should, because it really, after plag should be mincha. It's, yeah, that's the story I wanted to say. Oh, and now, if that's true, then it would make a lot of sense why Shulchan Aruch doesn't agree with Rabbi Haiga. And like we saw from the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch, first of all, a lot of places can say that there's a big tumult that's a whole shear on its own. The Shulchan Aruch is very confusing because he writes Mincha is until the Laila. Then he writes Ma'ariv is starting from Shkia. So you look in every safe, you'll find another thing. I have to sort of say, Shkia could mean Seis. Lila could mean Shkia. So, it's very hard. So you have to go from a deeper riot. So it's not the time to go with the Lavush, for example. He learns in Shulchan Aruch that Mincha finishes by Shkia, and Ma'ariv starts at Shkia. That's his Mahalach in Shulchan Aruch. So if you go with that, then it comes out, you don't have this whole stickle player. Meaning, then you don't have this whole thing that the Chachamim said that really Mincha is good until Tesa Kechav. So if you don't have that, then you can't have the whole Rav Haigoyin. Because the whole way you get to this Rav Haigoyin is if you say that really the Laila is the Zman for Mincha. Because you include the Eivar. But if you say like Rebbeinu Yoina, that Mincha ends with the Dam by Shkia, so then the pshat is Mincha is totally over by Shkia. So then you can't start before. So Memela stims that La Halacha, and then the Halacha wouldn't be like that Rav Haigoyin. I'm saying the only way that you can rely on that Rav Haigoyin of starting before and finishing later is if you also take with the other thing Rav Haigoyin holds, that it's Mutter L'Chatchila to Daven Mincha throughout Shkia. If you don't hold that one, then you don't hold that one. So if the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold of that one, then he wouldn't hold of the other one. That's my hatsoa to answer lahalach. Now just finish off with the last riot that others bring, that they want to make a law. And that's in the Sefer Eretz Tzvi. You know, Chuvas Eretz Tzvi, the Kaiser Glover? He was from Lublin. He was a Rashiv in Lublin, the Chachm Lublin. So he also wanted to be Messiah to those who say that it's good enough to start within this month. So he brought a Yerushalmi. He brought it from the Gra. The Gra says on the Din of Shulchan Aruch that if you started eating on Shabbos and you go into Motzi Shabbos or Rish Chodesh and you go Motzi or Hanukkah or Purim, as long as you started within the Zman, you say Ritzei and Yalav Yavoi and Al Anisim and all the things, it doesn't matter how far you go. So the Gra says, where's the Makar? It's a very interesting Gra. So where's the Makar that you go by the beginning? So he says the Makar is from Yerushalm. Rav said that Ne'ila, there's a Machloikis, what is Ne'ila? When the gates were locked in the Beit HaMikdash, or when the gates get locked in Shammai. So Rav said in Shammai, which means nighttime. They lock up at night. So the Gemara says, I have a steer. But Rav used to tell his mother that you should get me my talis when the sun is on the top of the trees. That's when I'm going to dab mincha. Anil. So you see that he was going the other way, that you have to do it in the day. So the Yerushalmi answers, Rav held that really you have to do anil in the day. But Rav used to keep on going and going until it was night. That was Rav Ne'ila. So the Gra says, so how could he do that? If Rav really held that Ne'ila's in the day, how did Rav go into the night? Teretz is, we see the Ikar is where you start. The Me'il, the same thing when it comes to Ritzei and Yalav Yavoi, we also go when you start. So Me'ila, the Eretz Tzvi said, you see, you always go by when you start. So Me'ila here also, you can go when you start. And the same thing, if you look in Rav Yosef Engel's Ha'aris, on that Yerushalmi there, Where with Rav, he writes, oh, this is a raya that's good enough for you to start in this month. Okay, that's what he says. But the Poshita thing, I just the Poshita reason why that raya is Yesh Lodun Harbi on that raya is because all those things are rayas that when there is no ending zman, that then the ikur is the beginning. Like, let's say, there is no time. When should your suda end? Shabbos. Whenever you want. There's no problem. You can end at 12 o'clock at night. And the same thing, ne'ila. The pshat is, there is no ending time. So then the pshat is, you see, when there is no ending time, so what's like the ikur? So we said, oh, the ikur of a thing is always the beginning. And Memela, you see that Ne'ila, the things, of course, obviously Ne'ila is supposed to be on Yom Kippur, so you see that Chachamim are saying that the beginning, that makes it called Yom Kippur. Or the Chachamim say, what do they look at? Which part of the Suda is the Iker? The beginning of the Suda is the Iker. But there is no din of an ending time. So you can't bring me a Raya to a thing where there is an ending time. It says, right? Maybe those things don't have an ending time, but this has an ending time. So I just want to be Masber a little better. You'll say, well, that's the riot. If Nila doesn't have an ending time, so who are then? Every single thing doesn't have an ending time. That maybe that's the riot. That itself is the riot. But I'll explain why I think you can't bring a riot from Nila to a different tefila. And that is because it says in Rabbeinu Manoyach, you know, Perush on the Rambam, on that thing about that Rav, he says, what's the pshat? He says, Memele, you should know that since you see Rav did it, that's the right way to behave. You shouldn't rush. You should dive in Ne'ila long and even into the night. And he says, and the word is, because the Yerushalmi says, Minayin L'tfilas Ne'ila. Yeah, what's the whole core of having Ne'ila? So it brings the pasuk. Let me see the right pasuk. Vayhi kihir b'sali hispalo. By Hana. Vayhi kihir b'sali hispalo. Mikan shahamayrich b'tfilonen. You see that if you daven extra that and you're mayrich, you get answered. So they made the whole ne'ila to do more. You know, you already daven everything, daven more. And Memele, you're supposed to be Meirich. So the pshat is, of course, Ne'ila, they didn't make an ending time. That's contrary to the whole concept of Ne'ila. The whole idea of Ne'ila is supposed to be that you're just davening on and on and on, and you're Marbe and you're Meirich, so they didn't make an ending time over there. So that's good for the whole thing. Masha Enke, by a regular tefillah, there's no right. You can't prove that since there's no ending time there, there's no ending time by another tefillah. There's an ending time for the start.
Yeah.
Right, but there's no ending time for the end.
Why?
That's good for the din. It could be, but I'm saying that's not a right. That's what I'm saying. You can't bring a right because Ne'ila shiny. Ne'ila, the whole thing of it is to be Myrus. So over there, they didn't make an ending time. From there, you can't bring me a right that every tefillah doesn't have an ending time.
Even though the Shara Tshuva is closest.
Even the Shar Shemayim.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds from the Yerushalmi like he went till the Shar Shemayim closed. It doesn't say. I mean,
it's ending time.
I don't know about. I have to see exactly, but I don't know. Taka, what is it then? How long it can go at night? If there is an ending or not? But even that, what I'm saying, the point is, it could go after Yom Kippur. Whatever it is, you could go, you can't bring it right to anywhere else because there's a special you can go more. Okay, the Garcia.
The meaning is to go not to go line or whatever. Who's gonna bring that like they go for the original economy? And so I wanna tell you explain one place.
Huh?
He makes it sound like there is a